With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In Chicago, Studs Terkel is as much of an institution as State Street, The Loop, and Wrigley Field. He's the Pulitzer Prize-winning author of such oral histories as The Good War, Working, and his latest, The Great Divide. Terkel's daily radio show in Chicago has been on the air for 35 years.
My hour is mine, and so one day I might be reading a short story by Flannery O'Connor or Ring Lardner. Next, it might be paying tribute to Duke Ellington, playing Ellington recordings, or interviewing the writer of a book.
Studs Terkel was born in New York in 1912. When he was 8, he moved to Chicago, where his parents ran a small hotel. Terkel got a law degree from the University of Chicago and worked as a bureaucrat for a while. But acting in amateur theater led to radio jobs.
Chicago is the home of soap operas, radio soap operas. So I became one of the very frequently heard gangsters. And Ma Perkins and Mary Marlin. I'm the guy who said, get in there, you guys. That was me.
In the 1950s, Terkel hosted a TV show called Studs Place.
People thought there was a Studs Place, a place they could go to, but there wasn't.
Studs signed a lot of petitions, many considered subversive during the McCarthy era, and he lost his TV show.
They want me to say I was duped by communists. You know, I was duped. I said, but I wasn't duped. I believe that. People say, Studs, you were so courageous. That's a lot of... But no, I wasn't courageous. It was my ego.
In Studs Terkel's newest book, The Great Divide, everyday Americans explain in their own words the divisions facing the nation in the 1980s. Published by Pantheon Books. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Studs Terkel, whose nickname comes from James T. Farrell's Studs Lonergan trilogy of novels, was listening to the radio in Chicago one day, 35 years ago. All of a sudden, a Woody Guthrie Dust Bowl ballad came on, and Studs thought, nobody plays Woody Guthrie but me. So Studs marched to the radio station, WFMT.
I said, I want to work for you. And he said, sure, but we have no money. I said, well, neither have I, so we're even.
Studs Terkel has been broadcasting ever since and turning out such books of oral history as The Good War and Working. Terkel's latest book, The Great Divide, looks at the issues that split society today in the words of everyday Americans. Terkel says he has had little problem getting people to speak into his tape recorder because he has the knack of revealing his own vulnerability.
Yeah, I'm not very good mechanically, and sometimes I need that person to help me. So I can't drive a car. I never sat behind a wheel in my life. And they call me the poet of the tape recorder. I don't know how it works, you know. And so I press the wrong button sometimes.
And many times the person he is interviewing comes to his rescue.
The important thing is I call myself a fellow passenger with him. That is, I'm as vulnerable as that person is.
While he has met ordinary people who often say extraordinary things, Terkel has found that not everyone has the ability to tell a story.
We all may be created equal, but we're not equal. That is, some are more articulate than others one way or another.
Studs Terkel, his book The Great Divide, was published by Pantheon. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Studs Terkel is a good listener. So good, in fact, that his oral history of World War II, The Good War, won him a Pulitzer Prize. Armed with a recorder, he also taped the voices of ordinary Americans and wrote Working and Hard Times. His new book, The Great Divide, is also an oral history.
In all these books, I guess I'm trying to paint a portrait of a country then, at certain moments in history, and now.
Studs Terkel's The Great Divide looks at the divisions among Americans today.
This is a more difficult book than the others, because they dealt with past, and there was a common thread, and that was through memory. Now you're dealing with the now, where the divide occurs in religion, for example.
The divisions within the nation are told in the words of ordinary people.
It might be Doug Roth, the defrocked Lutheran pastor in Pittsburgh. I heard about him. I said, well, I want to hear your story. Why are you defrocked? Why are you doing what you're doing? Or Jean Gump, this Catholic grandmother. Why is she going to the missile site? Or this teacher teaching at Bowling Green, which is very often used by pollsters. It's a typical American college.
Terkel says there are even splits among families.
You have the police chief of Minneapolis, a very interesting guy, Tony Boza, arrested his wife 5 times. He believes in law and order. He also is sympathetic to it, but she's a peace demonstrator.
There is no consensus in The Great Divide, but Studs Terkel says there's an old World War II expression that sums up his book, Situation Fluid. The Great Divide was published by Pantheon. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.